Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the Coast. Grady Deaton here, happy to represent KYUK and excited to face the day and share my excitement with you. On the phone with me right now, Katie Basil. Good morning, Katie Basil. It's your show. Take it away.
Thanks, Grady. Good morning. Over the weekend, the Yukon Kuskokwim Fitness Center reopened its doors for the first time in weeks after most facilities and businesses were shut down by state health mandates amidst the coronavirus pandemic. Here with us to talk about the reopening is YK Fitness Center Facility Director Stacy Reardon. Thanks for joining us, Stacy.
Thank you for having me, Katie, and good morning, Bethel.
So over the weekend, the fitness center reopened. How did it go?
It went very well. Our staff and our patrons were excited and grateful to be back in the facility.
And how many people showed up?
Over the course of the weekend, we had about 52 people show up, which is obviously a bit of a low number, but it's off to a good start.
What's been the general response from the community with the reopening?
Generally, the community response has been very positive. Our members have been grateful that they're able to get back into their routines and using the facility and getting and staying healthy.
And what are your main concerns in reopening?
My primary concern has been making sure we're doing everything possible to keep the community safe while not implementing policies that are going to be overly restrictive. I feel we've reached a good balance, but that balance is very dependent on our patrons following the policies we put in place and working together with each other and with our staff toward the safety of the community. I'm confident our patrons want to keep the facility safe and hopeful that they're going to work with us and follow the policies that we have put in place.
Can you talk about some of those policies? What precautions are in place now?
Absolutely. The first thing is that we ask anyone who is experiencing any symptoms to stay home. If they're not feeling well, please wait until they've been able to check in with their physician or with the hospital and make sure that they are safe and healthy to be able to utilize the facility. And then for anyone who is coming to the facility, everyone is asked to use face coverings throughout all of the communal areas. And that includes our lobbies, our hallways, the locker rooms, the restrooms, the pool area, the bleachers on the pool deck, in our concessions. We're asking everybody, when you're going to be in contact with other individuals, please wear those face masks. We're also, of course, encouraging everyone to use frequent hand washing, particularly right when you get into the facility before you start activities. Please visit one of the restrooms and go ahead and wash those hands for us. And at check-in, we are asking everyone to confirm that they are currently asymptomatic, as well as to provide us with contact information so that in the event that someone here in Bethel tests positive, we are able to help healthcare workers with doing contact tracing. So we'll be able to easily pull up anyone who may have come in contact with a positive individual and contact everyone to allow them to get tested. So in addition to those, we are, of course, asking everyone to maintain those social distances. And something that's a little different than some areas around town, when you are in those common areas that we discussed, it is that normal 6 feet of distance. But in our exercise areas, that distance is extended to 10 feet. That heavier breathing does make things flow a little bit further, as well as we are asking the patrons in the exercise areas to wear their masks if possible. But we do understand that with heavier breathing, that is more challenging and may in and of itself be a safety concern. So in the fitness areas, and of course, while individuals are swimming, we don't require the masks. But as soon as they hop out of the pool or leave those fitness areas, we do ask that they put those masks back on right away. We do have limits, patron limits, on each of the areas. So the pool deck, the cardio weight room areas, all of those locations do have patron limits. And we've made some changes to our traffic patterns to try to avoid congestion at doorways and throughout the facility.
So once you get to the facility, are all of those rules pretty clear and explained?
Yes, we have lots and lots of signage up around the facility. We're continually adding more to primary areas. We also have this posted on our website at ykfitness.org and are working on getting things posted to our Facebook page as well.
All right. And you mentioned capacity, so how many people can actually be in the facility. What's the normal capacity of, say, like the fitness room or the studio, and what's the capacity now?
So the regular capacity for the fitness room, where we have our cardio equipment and the weights, is approximately 45 people. Right now, that limit is 10. So we're trying to follow pretty strictly those state mandates and keep to our 25% capacity.
And how are you enforcing that?
At the moment, we are keeping an eye on it from our staff. We're not requiring reservations. We're going on. Our staff have always done regular counts of the patrons in each of the areas of our facilities, and we're using those counts to keep track of how many people are in individual spaces. If we find that we're getting close to capacity limits, we'll talk to people at the desk area and recommend, ideally, that they use a different space until there is a space available where they want to go.
All right. And what about the pool? What's the maximum capacity there?
So the maximum capacity in the pool area, right now we have that at 40 people, and that includes people in the pool and around the pool deck. That number is a little bit lower than the capacity that's allowed by the state mandates, but because our locker rooms are quite small and the capacity limits for both of our locker rooms are 10, we don't want to overload the pool area and consequently end up overloading our locker rooms.
Okay. And I've heard that there are currently no shower curtains in the locker rooms. Is that a permanent change to help with sanitization or
recovery? Hopefully that's not a permanent change. That was a very hard decision on our part. But unfortunately, those shower curtains are a high-touch item that's just so hard to clean frequently. So we felt that the safest option was to remove those shower curtains for the time being. And we're very hopeful that this will pass through and we'll be able to return those as soon as possible. We know that some people may be concerned, and if anybody has modesty concerns, we encourage people to wear a swimsuit in the showers if they feel they need to, although we're not going to require that.
And can you talk about your decision to keep the hot tub closed?
That, unfortunately, was not my decision. I'm very sad that the state mandates do require that we keep the hot tub closed. I don't know the official reasoning behind that, but I can only guess that that is based on the fact that hot tubs do tend to be very small and closed spaces where it's very challenging to social distance.
That makes sense.
I am absolutely the first person who was unhappy that we had to keep that spa closed. I was looking forward to being able to get back in there.
Well, I think the community will just be so happy that the fitness center is open, that for now it's just a minor thing. Through the closure, did you have to cut staff at all?
We didn't have to cut staff, so we didn't fire anyone, but obviously there wasn't work here at the facility that we were able to provide. So we did have to furlough our part-time staff, but now that the facility is open, we are bringing them back and getting everybody working again. during that time. We did have some virtual opportunities. Hopefully many of you saw our newsletters and the information that we were trying to provide to the community on a regular basis. And we did provide opportunities for any of our staff who were interested to help us with gathering and developing that content.
And I heard also that your program manager, Shadi, is leaving. Are you hiring for his position?
We are. That position is posted right now, and we are in the process of taking applications and doing interviews.
Great. And how did you talked a little bit about the newsletter that you sent out, and I actually got that every day. That was great. How did you keep the community engaged during the fitness center closure along with the newsletter?
So along with the newsletter, our partner organization, WellBeats, offered free access to their virtual classes. I know it was a little challenging. Our internet here in Bethel isn't great, but we did have to focus predominantly on virtual opportunities. So WellBeats had some classes out there. Health fitness instructors across the country got together to do some virtual classes on Facebook, and we were encouraging everybody to kind of keep up with us on Facebook. We had our April Moves More Challenge, trying to encourage people to keep moving throughout April, even though they were closed. And, of course, right now we have our May 5K series going on, and I hope we had some superheroes that went out this weekend and did their 5K. We'll have to get that link up for everybody to put their 5K information in. And that 5K is going through the remainder of May, even though the facility is open.
Okay, and can you tell me a little bit more about that program, the 5K program, and is it too late to join?
Nope, you can join at any point in time. We have a themed 5K put out every weekend, and it's not everybody getting together because obviously we're not quite there yet, but on your own with your family, we have a theme for you to utilize. So, for instance, this weekend was superheroes. Dress as your favorite superhero and complete a 5K with your friends and family, and let us know. Hopefully send us some pictures. I forgot to mention one of the other things that we're trying to engage the community in was a campaign, hashtag Healthy in Bethel. We were encouraging folks to send us their pictures, tag anything that they post with their activities or nutrition information during the closure with hashtag Healthy in Bethel so that we could all share what we were doing while we had to stay apart.
The superhero 5K sounds like a lot of fun. I was just thinking my four-year-old will be devastated if he finds out he missed that opportunity.
Well, we've got another one coming up this week. We'll get that information out to everybody.
Great.
And, of course, all that information is available on our website at ykfitness.org.
Excellent. And I followed on Facebook. I saw pictures of people doing, like, a cycling class outside and boot camp. Will you continue to have outdoor classes, or are you moving everything inside?
We are hoping to be able to continue doing both indoor and outdoor classes. We are limited on capacity for our indoor classes, so hopefully we'll be able to continue to do some outside classes, but that is contingent on our instructor availability.
Okay. And is there anything else you'd like to share? We have about 2 minutes left.
We're really counting on the cooperation of our facility users to work together with our staff and with other patrons to follow the policies that we've put in place. Maintain their distances, wear those masks, wipe down equipment and other items that they've touched. We have buckets throughout the facility with wipes that have been pre-moistened with disinfectant, so if everybody can use those wipes and hit everything that they've touched, that's going to help us all to stay safe and keep the fitness center the happy, positive place that we want it to be.
Excellent. And is there anything else beyond following policies and sanitizing that the community can do to support you and your staff?
Come in. Come to the facility. Come use the facility. Don't be afraid to join us, but just do it responsibly and work together with each other. You know, there's obviously some points where it's harder to get past another person than others. So just work together to try to maintain those distances.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Stacy.
Thank you.
And I look forward to going to the pool soon.
Yep, we're looking forward to having everybody back here in the facility.
Great. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. That was Stacy Reardon, Facility Director at the UConn Kuskokwim Fitness Center, which is now open. And this is just a reminder to our listeners that we're connecting with people and organizations throughout the region every weekday to keep everyone updated on how we can support each other through the coronavirus pandemic. And always, if you have news tips, please email them to news@kyuk.org. Back to you, Grady.
Thanks a lot, Katie. Have an excellent morning and afternoon. Well, that leaves me just one thing left to say, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.